The AMA's ultimatum to all political parties to remove posters and billboards with the election over ends tomorrow. Radio Ghana finds out from some of the political parties whether they have been informed by the city authorities officially. First, the General Secretary of the NDP, Mohammed Frimpong, and he says the AMA has not officially informed them. He said it is impossible for the party to do so now because it cannot recall all the places such posters were put. Mr. Frimpong, however, agreed that the party will do so if officially given notice. He spoke to George Ankra.
As far as I know, we've not been served any notice on this order by the AMA.
But now that you are hearing it, would you go ahead to remove your posters and paraphernalia?
Well, we think it is quite impracticable in the sense that one will find it almost impossible, you know, trying to locate where a particular party's posters and other paraphernalia, you know, are hanging or pasted. Going forward, we think that in future, the AMA must find a means of probably imposing some fee, you know, so that it can engage its own workers because its workers are spread all over. Or better still, the MMDAs are all over the place and their workers will be the best suited to carry out this exercise. No particular political party would know where all of its paraphernalia and posters will have been hung or, you know, pasted.
But you did it. You did the postings yourself.
Yeah, we did it. But the point is that most of the time, apart from the billboards that are quite conspicuous that you can reach out to, it is very difficult to know where the bills have been posted. The posters and the other documentation that you have sent out and pasted, you cannot follow up on them. You know, that is, I mean, in all practicalities.
General Secretary of the NDP, Mohammed Frimpong. The NDC also says it has not been officially given notice to remove party posters and paraphernalia from the city of Accra. Deputy General Secretary Kokwanyido, who reacted to the ultimatum, agreed it is normal that parties remove posters after the election.
Well, not that I'm aware of, but I think that that has always been the standard practice. Once elections are over, I think that is just right and proper that political parties do the right things and play the game by the rules. So if the AMA is sending out that notice, I'm sure it is in the right direction and we'll just have to comply.
Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Kokwanyido, Director of Communications of the PPP, Pa Koakon, says the party will comply as a law-abiding party. He told George Ankra that the party has not been officially informed about the directive and therefore asked the city authorities to do the right thing.
We are a law-abiding political party, and so if we receive notification from the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, we'll definitely comply. But we will not be happy if it is directed only at the PPP. If the AMA wants the posters to be removed from the streets or from walls, I think it is something that it must apply to all the political parties.
Yes, exactly. That is what is going on.
If it is to be applied to all the political parties, I don't think there is anything wrong with it. But in any case, you also ask the question of whether if there is a billboard that has been paid for by a party, the AMA has the right for such billboards to be removed. Don't forget that there are companies that have their own billboards that they give it out for renting. What the AMA wants, the posters that the AMA wants political parties to remove them, that should also be clearly defined so that we also do not put the businesses of people into jeopardy. So I think that if the AMA, as is saying that it's by law of 1995, section 41 of the local government bulletin states that no person shall affix posters for advertisement on any wall, tree or fixtures other than the spaces specifically provided or approved by the AMA for such purposes, the property owned or occupied by the advertiser. So this is very clear. But I'm saying that the AMA must do the needful by notifying the political parties. It is not enough to announce it on radio. You must serve the parties so that it is officially communicated to them. And I believe that if that is done, we as a party will definitely comply.
Is there anything you want to say to Ghanaians which I have not asked you?
We thank them. We thank them for having comported themselves and for having organized a free and fair election. We are hoping that 2020, they will give us the opportunity to provide the real thing that we are all seeking. So we wish them a happy and prosperous new year.
That was the Director of Communications of the PPP, Paco Akon.